making the most of your money now. Introduction. Hello, I'm Jane Bryant Quinn, and I'm here to help you take control of your financial life. In my book, Making the Most of Your Money Now, I've distilled decades of experience as a financial journalist into practical advice that can guide you through every stage of your financial journey. Whether you're just starting out, planning for retirement, or anywhere in between, this book is designed to be your comprehensive financial companion. Part 1, Building Your Financial Foundation. Let's start with the basics. The role of savings isn't to make you rich, it's to keep you from becoming poor. This might sound simple, but it's a fundamental principle that many people overlook. I've seen countless individuals struggle because they didn't have a solid financial foundation. To build this foundation, you need to understand your relationship with money. Are you a spender or a saver? Do you plan for the future or live for the moment? There's no right or wrong answer, but knowing yourself is the first step to making better financial decisions. Next, we need to talk about budgeting. I know, it's not the most exciting topic, but trust me, a good budget is like a roadmap for your money. It shows you where you are, where you want to go, and how to get there. I'll show you how to create a budget that works for you, not against you. Part 2, Mastering the Art of Saving. Now that we've laid the groundwork, let's talk about saving. Saving money is a habit, and like any habit, it takes practice. But here's the good news. Once you start, it gets easier. One of the best ways to save is to make it automatic. Set up automatic transfers from your checking account to your savings account. It's like paying yourself first, and it works wonders. I've seen people transform their financial lives with this simple trick. But where should you put your savings? That's where understanding different types of accounts comes in. From high-yield savings accounts to certificates of deposit, I'll guide you through the options and help you choose what's best for your goals. Part 3, Navigating the World of Investing. Investing can seem intimidating, but it doesn't have to be. The key is to start small and learn as you go. Remember, even the most successful investors started somewhere. One of the most important concepts in investing is diversification. It's the financial equivalent of not putting all your eggs in one basket. By spreading your investments across different types of assets, you can manage risk and potentially increase your returns. Mutual funds can be an excellent way to diversify, especially for beginners. They allow you to invest in a variety of stocks or bonds without having to pick individual securities. I'll show you how to evaluate mutual funds and choose ones that align with your goals and risk tolerance. Part 4, Planning for Major Life Events. Life is full of big moments that can have significant financial implications. Buying a home, getting married, having children, paying for college. These are all events that require careful financial planning. Take buying a home, for example. It's likely to be the biggest purchase you'll ever make. I'll walk you through the process, from saving for a down payment to understanding mortgages, and I'll share some insider tips on how to get the best deal. Or consider paying for college. The cost of higher education has skyrocketed, but there are strategies to make it more affordable. I'll show you how to navigate the world of financial aid, scholarships, and student loans. Part 5, Preparing for Retirement. Retirement planning is a journey, not a destination. It's never too early or too late to start. The key is to have a plan and stick to it. One of the most powerful tools in retirement planning is compound interest. It's like magic for your money. The earlier you start saving, the more time your money has to grow. I'll show you how to harness the power of compound interest to build a comfortable retirement nest egg. We'll also explore different retirement accounts, like 401, KS, and IRAs. Each has its own rules and benefits, and understanding them can help you make the most of your retirement savings. Part 6, Protecting Your Financial Future. Finally, let's talk about protecting what you've built. This includes everything from insurance to estate planning. It's not the most exciting topic, but it's crucial for your financial well-being. Insurance is your financial safety net. Whether it's health insurance, life insurance, or property insurance, having the right coverage can protect you from financial disaster. I'll help you understand what types of insurance you need and how much coverage is appropriate. Estate planning isn't just for the wealthy. It's about ensuring your wishes are carried out and your loved ones are taken care of. We'll cover the basics of wills, trusts, and other estate planning tools. Conclusion. Remember, making the most of your money isn't about getting rich quick. It's about making smart, informed decisions that align with your goals and values. It's about taking control of your financial life, one step at a time. Throughout this book, I'll be your guide, offering practical advice and real-world examples. I've seen what works and what doesn't, and I'm here to share that knowledge with you. Whether you're just starting out or looking to fine-tune your financial strategy, this book has something for you. So, are you ready to take control of your financial future? Let's get started. Together, we'll make the most of your money, now and for years to come.